Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Ongoing safety problems at the MBTA and their economic impact will be the focus today of a rare Senate hearing held here in Boston. Leading that hearing will be Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's long been critical of the MBTA's efforts to improve. She joins us now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Overall, what are you hoping to learn and accomplish with this hearing?
Look, I am a huge supporter of transit, of the MBTA. We've tried, Senator Markey and I and the rest of the delegation, to get plenty of funds into the MBTA. But without a plan, without management, without some indication that they're actually using that money to deliver what the people of Massachusetts are entitled to, and that means safe, accessible trains that run on time, a transit system that works, we can't just keep pouring money into this. So this is about the management report that the federal government has now done as a matter of oversight and bringing in the leaders of the MBTA to say basically, what's gone wrong, and why is it you guys still have your jobs?
Do you think Congress should be putting in money? And you've also talked about the state surplus perhaps being used that way. Where do you think is most appropriate for this money to come from?
You know, I think some of it should come from the federal government and some of it should come from the state. This is about a good partnership. But money without vision is just a waste. We need that money to be used in ways that really do produce a transit system that works. And part of what we're going to talk about are the preventable errors, the preventable waste, and why it is that a strong governor can step in and put her vision on the MBTA and really make it work for the people of Massachusetts.
MBTA General Manager Steve Poftak will testify today. So will the head of the Department of Public Utilities, the agency that oversees the T. You've been critical of both and suggested new leadership may be needed. So what approach are you going to take with them today?
Well, we're actually going to start with the head of the Federal Transit Administration. And then we're going to have the head of the MBTA and the head of the Department of Public Utilities there to explain why they have permitted these safety violations to go on and on, why it is that they have presided over an MBTA that has such a clear list of failures and the resources to be able to correct those failures. I want them to account for themselves. And if they can't account for themselves, then we need to get people in those positions who are willing to take some responsibility.
You know, the response to those inquiries is often we're dealing with an aging system. We had parts that were we couldn't get during the pandemic. But most importantly, it was we don't have enough people to deal with the situation. Do you consider that a valid excuse?
Well, why do you not have enough people? Why would the MBTA have trouble hiring? They pay well. If management is not creating a safe working environment, if it's not creating an environment where people want to come to work and do the work, then you can't just blame that on people who didn't show up at the MBTA and somehow volunteer to work. That is also a management issue.
Senator, why did you want to hold this hearing here in Boston?
You know, a field hearing is unusual, but when things get so badly out of control, one of the jobs of the federal government in the transit area is to step in and actually talk about what's wrong and exercise some oversight. And that's what I'm trying to do with this hearing, is to shine a spotlight on a federal report that tells about the terrible failures of the MBTA, the kind that the MBTA itself doesn't want to bring forward, the kind that the agency that oversees the MBTA doesn't want to bring forward, to bring all that forward into the public view so that we can make real change.
Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, thank you for having me.